I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We've been talking a lot more about politics here on the sex science segment of the show, and that's because politics and science have gotten more and more mixed together, with politicians with absolutely no understanding of science whatsoever, many of whom deny major aspects of science. Those are the people making decisions about important science policy. And they're making important decisions about women's bodies without having any understanding of women's bodies. So it's not that this segment has gotten more politicized, it's that science itself has become more politicized. A lot of these legislators believe that science and their God and their faith are somewhat incompatible. And right now, all over the country, we're getting extreme bans on abortion from religious extremists, primarily. Well, first of all, let's get a lie out of the way. And this is being spread by the far right. It's being spread by the mainstream news media. And it's not really an intentional lie on the news media's part, I don't think. It's just they don't understand or get it. What's being said is that in places like Ohio, they're trying to get incredibly extreme anti-abortion bills passed just to get it to the Supreme Court. Well, that's not really true. Makes it sound like they do not want these extreme abortion bans to succeed, and that is not true. This is what they want. They want people to be punished, even go to jail for providing abortions, and they do not want to limit it to just doctors. They're happily put women in jail. Well, will the Ohio bill put women in jail? That remains to be seen, but probably, because if you try to do an abortion on yourself, that should be a crime, at least under their thinking. Well, what if you take one of these emergency contraception pills? Should you go to prison for that? Well, their thinking is already out in public, and the answer to that is yes. Yes, you should go to jail. Do they want to get rid of birth control? Yes, they've said that over and over again. If you read the literature of anti-choice organizations, even though they don't put it front and center, yes, they want to get rid of contraception too. And many of the politicians also oppose contraception, although they don't say it out loud as often. So no, this is not just politicians being extreme to get something before the Supreme Court. Any complete ban on abortion would get them before the Supreme Court. No, these are the laws that they want. Now, let's start with Georgia. Georgia has probably got the most corrupt governor in the United States, a man who cheated his way into the governorship. So Georgia already was a political cesspool, and I think that their corrupt politics would be reason enough to pull the entertainment industry out. But the law that Brian Kemp signed should put an end to it, and I think that film production should be pulling out now. That any state would even pass such an extreme and cruel piece of legislation, you shouldn't be shooting movies there, period. In fact, I strongly believe that no matter what happens, the film industry should move out of Georgia, because the state is so profoundly corrupt. And it's a terrible place for women to live. So I think the strategy of waiting before this goes before the Supreme Court and probably gets passed is too little too late. Pull out now, which is the exact same advice I would have given to Brian Kemp's father right before he was conceived. But to get back to the science part, here's just a few examples of the complete scientific illiteracy of these legislators. We'll look at William T. Ligon Jr. He said that the way to tell if a person is alive is to see if they have a beating heart without artificial life support. In modern medicine, we know that life in the womb begins at conception. We know that the child's life is unique with his own or her own DNA and blood type. Certainly, we know, even as a child would know, that life is present at the sound of a heartbeat. In every other context of law, he continues, we recognize that a person is alive if they have a beating heart that is beating on its own without artificial life support. And when that heartbeat stops, life has ended. Why wouldn't we recognize that a new person is alive in the womb in the presence of a beating heart? Well, I guess Dick Cheney is dead. since he technically doesn't have a beating heart at all, can we bury him now? And I guess he's saying that my dad is dead, even though I just talked to him on the phone, because my dad has a pacemaker. But he did not seem dead to me. And of course, he's not even right when it comes to fetuses. A fetus heart cannot beat on its own until around 24 weeks, not the 5 weeks of this ban. Here's Georgia Senator P.K. Martin. He said, science and biology, through things like DNA and heartbeats and brainwaves and pain response, tell us that there are two unique human beings involved. Well, according to science, pain response doesn't come in till 23 weeks of pregnancy. And scientists don't even really know quite what he means by brainwaves, because that is different from base electrical activity in the brain. And there is very base electrical activity going on as early as 5 weeks, 6 weeks. But we're talking very basic. We're not talking the ability to form memories. We're not talking about the ability to be consciously aware. All of that stuff comes much later. Georgia State Senator Matt Brass believes that from the moment of conception, science has proven that an embryo is distinct and whole in a separate human being. He compares abortion to the Holocaust, so he must be really horrified when he learns of the even bigger Holocaust, of the millions of spontaneous abortions that take place, the Mother Nature's abortions. When he learns that, and that the mother is responsible, do you think he'll try to have her arrested? And actually, it goes on and on. There's a whole bunch of people in Georgia who are legislators who voted for this who think the same way. It's actually worse in Ohio, because I think, amazingly, their legislators are even stupider. And they're working on one of the most pseudoscientific of all pieces of legislation so far, and a lot of them have been pretty pseudoscientific, but this one pushes the envelope. This is a bill that was introduced by Ohio State Representative John Becker. This is a man who has spent much of his career fighting against abortion, and probably one of the most ignorant men on the topic around. What this bill would do would be prohibit insurance coverage for abortion in cases where the pregnant person's health is not in danger. And I'm sure that he thought the part about that pregnant person's health not being in danger as quite a generous give, because I honestly don't think he gives a fig about the woman's health. But it does include an exception, not for rape or incest, but for ectopic pregnancies. Now, these you die from. These cannot come to term. And no, your insurance can't cover that under his bill, but it can cover, and I'm quoting, a procedure for an ectopic pregnancy that is intended to reimplant the fertilized ovum into the pregnant woman's uterus. That's the only thing it covers. Doesn't cover an abortion that would save your life. It only covers this procedure, which does not exist. No one can do it. No doctor can do that procedure. It is as pure pseudoscience as the notion that you can reverse a medical abortion, which you can't, but many states mandate that be available. Doesn't exist. And the bill gets even worse. It's so badly and confusedly written that we don't actually know what it will do, but it could dramatically reduce access to certain forms of birth control. I mean, dramatically. And that's because it also bans insurance companies from covering certain unspecified birth control methods. It doesn't outlaw birth control, but it does make it a lot less accessible to women. And Ohio already has a 5-week abortion ban. So Ohio is another really toxic state for women to live in. Besides the pseudoscience, the bottom line really is that these politicians really, really do want to force 11-year-olds raped by their father to have their baby. They really do want to force rape victims to carry that baby to term. It is not a tactic. This is what they want. And they're really, really, really sincere in their efforts to reduce access to contraception. And you think, wait, there's a logical contradiction. Contraception means less abortion. The more contraception is available, the less need there will be for abortion. But they don't care about that, because it's never been about protecting the lives of babies. The red states doing this all have terrible care for mothers and their children. It's all about seeing if they can get women back under control and seeing if women will let them do it.